serious.
Okay. What's going on? Here first he uses some words which is Abul Bashar, Adamizad, Bashar, which are different ways of talking about the human being. Some of them are more used, some of them less. He's playing with that. But the main subject was easy. He said there are three kind of living creatures that God created. The first kind are the angels. Means what? Means the people that they have nothing to do except bowing to that. Do you remember being in the side of Haq? Being at the side of just and justice and correct and right and all that full meaning of goodness here. So the first group are like that. They don't have any temptation or sexuality or hunger. So they are free. This is the first one, which is the best one. The other one is the opposite, the second one. The second one is the animal, empty of knowledge, means a stupid one. They know the home, they know the food, and nothing else. They don't know wrongdoing. Therefore, they are there, no judgment, because they know nothing. These two groups are black and white, right? So, the humanity, the human being is in between, is black and white, a part of this, a part of that. I have an animal part who knows only about my health, my well-being, my power, my situation, my position, my. This is one. I have the other one from the first part. They were wise, right? And they loved the just and justice, right? I have half of that. So I'm half and half. This is how we are created. What's the use of this half and half? Nothing. So God did a mistake when he created the third one. Imagine an existence with the second one and the first one. What is that?
Nothing.
This was here. For billions of years now we know it was here. When the life started, this started to be. Yes. What is the human being? We are the challenge. We have both sides. We have the challenge because we are a creator. Don't forget that. We are creators. What should I call it? Mozart. He creates that music, right? This creation will higher our situation and our responsibility. We are responsible for whatever, because I have two parts and I could move. I could go towards this part of me or that part of me. I could be a real animal, even worse than animals. Aren't they out there, the people who are really worse than animals? And yes, I could become an angel. Not me, of course. Nelson Mandela is there. Just one is enough for explanation. Look at him. He doesn't have those animal tendencies of revenge and punishing the other guy and saying, I did it, they didn't, and all that. You see how it is. So we are the lucky one who could choose, because the first group and the second group are as they are made. They don't decide. And let's talk about us. Yes.
And moreover, this human, through probation, has been divided. They are of human shape, but they have become three communities. One party has become submerged absolutely and, like Jesus, have attained unto the angel. The form Adam, but the reality is Gabriel. He has been delivered from anger and sensual passion and disputation.
Oh, this was good. The form is Adam, but the essence is what?
Gabriel.
Gabriel, which is?
Angelic.
The knowledge. Because God, whatever he wants to say, he tells the Gabriel to come and bring all these messages and things like that. Says, this is the connection. Okay, I told you three groups, right? The angels, the animals, and human being. With that, I meant we. Let's come back. Even humanity, which is at the center, is divided in three groups. One group are the group that will try to go to the other side. One group, they go down to the devilish side, and a lot of group are hanging over in between. So we are three groups. The first one are the people who go towards the first group, towards the angels. What they do? First of all, they go deep in absolute. Do you understand that? Okay, everything is relative, but there is an absolute. Justice is absolutely good, period. We don't have half justice. We don't have 95% justice. Justice is the essence, is justice. These people, they go towards that and they become like Jesus, who is joined with the angels. This is the form they have, is the form of human being. But the meaning they are carrying is Gabriel, is the essence of knowledge. They don't have anger, they don't have temptation, and they don't argue that who said who, blah, 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 blah. They are out of all of this. How? By maintaining some lifestyle and fighting with the fellow who is born. As if this fellow is not born that way. Of course he's not. Was I born this way? No, I made it this. When I was born, I was that animal. These are the first group. The second group, yes?
He has been delivered from discipline and asceticism and self-mortification. You would say he was not even born of a child of Adam. The second sort have attained unto asses. They have become pure anger and absolute lust. The qualities of Gabriel were in them and departed. That house was narrow and those qualities grand. The person who is deprived of spirit becomes dead. When his spirit is deprived of those, he becomes an ass. Because the spirit that has not those is vile, this word is true, and the Sufi has said.
Yes, Sufi is saying it before arriving to Sufi. What is it? He said the second group are what? Are the group that they join the donkey, they join the ego, and become anger and lost and nothing else. When they are absolutely angry and lost, oh yes, at the beginning they had the possibility of Gabriel, but it went away. The people who become bad, they lose that potentiality to learn even. They become like a dead fellow. Because one part of them will die. When your humanity dies, you will be the donkey. And that donkey doesn't have that life of the human being, so it's worthless. Yes?
the Sufi has said, he suffers more anxiety than the beasts. He practices subtle arts in the world. The cunning and imposture which he knows how to spin, that is not produced by any other animal. To weave gold embroidered robes, to win pearls from the bottom of the sea, the fine artifices of geometry or astronomy, and the science of medicine and philosophy, which are connected only with this world and have no way up to the seventh heaven. All this is the science of building the stable, which is the pillar of the existence of the ox and the camel. For the sake of preserving the animal for a few days, these crazy fools have given to those the name of mysteries. The knowledge of the way to God and the knowledge of his dwelling place, that only the owner of the heart knows, or his heart.
Okay, so the second group, how are they? He explained the second group, which are the normal human beings. And Hollywood is showing you the best example of that. The people who have the knowledge, and he counted all these knowledges, geometry, or medicine, milagri, and philosophy, all of this are the science of this existence, physical existence. And these bad people I'm talking, they could understand all of these knowledges. They could be very clever, and they do a lot of good details in some blah, 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 blah. They are not stupid. They could be very clever. They know about the normal knowledge. The knowledge we are talking about, which is the way to that path, which is the place that humanity should arrive, this they don't know, because this is not something you learn with your brain. Here you could put geometry, the way of being a good fellow. You should learn it from your heart, or your heart will learn it. It's not knowledge. This is the difference. Why knowledge is this way? Because knowledge mainly belongs to animal. Is there any knowledge outside in the animals? A lot. A hell of a lot. Now, recently, because of the instrument we have and we could observe a little bit, we'll be surprised, because we're thinking that using the tool, humans. No. All the monkeys are using the tool. All the crow and other birds, they use a piece of stick to put in a hole, bring something. They know how to use the tool. Okay, we know more. But this is not something that only we know. This is my field, my property. Where is that feeling? In the animals. They know the property. They know the privacy even. All the temptation of eating and having sex. It was here for millions of years before we arrived. These are the science, the knowledge that could go in the brain. We are not talking about that kind of knowledge, because humanity have arrived somewhere else. Let's talk about an example. Do you have an example? The best example in our time is Nelson Mandela. He was situated in a very special, difficult position. Not once, not twice, so many times. And each time his decision was a surprise to everyone. He didn't go like a normal fellow. You could think about one single moment only, then you will be ashamed if you seriously think about it. There is this guy who is being punished for no reason at all. There is no justice. He was put in the prison, which is not a prison.